Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mind Tripping with Michelle. My name is Michelle, and I will be your host for the next half hour. I also have joining me my co-host, Robin. And today we're going to do some psychic readings for anybody if you'd like to call in. Hey, Robin, how's it going today?
It's going really good, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually calling in on location at IHOP in, I don't know, what town are we? In Winter Garden, Florida. My husband and I are coming back from Daytona Bike Week, and we had a lot of fun and got sunburnt.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. People think Florida, like, where, you know, always our skin's always good and we're all set with the sun, but it's been so cold for us lately that we forgot to bring sunblock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually sitting here with a jacket on. I've been cold this morning. It's raining here, so yeah, I understand. We were outside doing some yard work and I got a little sun yesterday too, but today it's cold, so it's not steady yet.
That's crazy. And now you just moved from Florida to Louisiana. How's the weather? Is it different than Florida?
It's different than Florida. Even though we're like straight across, we're about 6 hours away from where we were. And the difference in temperature, 40 degrees there was nothing. 40 degrees here, it's cold.
So, isn't that funny?
It's a lot different.
Oh, well, we have some beautiful weather here. So I hope that you stay warm.
I'm so, I know other people have it a lot closer than I do, so I'm not complaining.
That's true, yeah. Big winter storm. People up north are still getting hit. Crazy with that. So we had asked our listeners to write in, email in any readings that they had, or call if they have a reading. But, since this is a brand new thing that you and I are doing, I understand we don't have any readings for today. Is that correct?
Not yet. Nobody's called in, and I didn't get any questions through our emails. So I don't know if we just didn't get the word out right or what, but yeah, no, nothing yet.
Okay, well, that's all right. This is a whole new concept that we're doing. So I think that if we just keep up, and I think eventually we did get a reading a couple of weeks ago for one of our listeners. And so if anybody would like, we will be doing psychic readings live on the air every other Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you don't have to actually be listening and get your reading done. You can email your reading in to my email address, which is michellemelleonline@gmail.com. That's michellemelleonline@gmail.com. Or you can send a question in to Robin. And what's your email address again, Robin?
Mine is robincraiganmedium@yahoo.com. And it's robincraiganmedium@yahoo.com.
Awesome. So, yeah, our listeners can either email their psychic question in or they can call in to our phone line. And I believe Robin had provided a phone number on our advertisement for today's show, but we'll always have that phone number posted. And what is that phone number again for our listeners in case anybody in?
For any of the guests that want to call in, you can get a hold of us here at Blog Talk Radio at 713-955-0351.
Awesome. No, I'm really excited, Robin, because not only are we promoting my psychic readings and my hypnosis, as well as my Mind Trip production services, now we're going to be promoting your brand new adventure over there with your Robin Craigan Medium website. Since we don't have any callers, would you mind telling the listeners a little bit about what you do and what they can find on your website?
Oh, I am still working on that, but yeah, in the local area, I am a distributor for Young Living Essential Oils, so I am available to do workshops and classes as far as those are concerned. I did go to a arts and crafts fair this weekend and found another young lady that does Young Living also, and she's just gotten started with it, so I might start helping her if she needs any help with it, because I've been doing it now for 14 years, and I've done
Wow.
several workshops and things with it, trying to get the word out on how to use them properly, and the different ways you can use them, and just to get the information out there as far as that's concerned. I really like using the healthy, holistic way of life and all the organic and everything. So I like being able to get that information out whenever I can. But I also do readings in my home. I can do them anywhere. House clearings, you can go to the website, robincraigandmedium.com, and see everything that I provide and can do for anybody that needs it.
Oh, that's so cool. But I don't know why I knew that you did the Young Living, but I guess I had forgotten with everything else that you do. And I love that Young Living. It's good oils.
It is. It really is. I like it. We've had a lot of colds and things running through the house lately that, luckily, knock on wood, I haven't gotten anything yet, because every time something happens, I grab the oils and trying to keep it out of the house as much as possible. But sometimes it's not that possible. I just can, thankfully, I haven't gotten it yet.
How does that work with the oil for the cold?
I have it in like a mist, so you can use it as like a what's the name of the brand? Lysol. Like, some people have Lysol that they'll spray doorknobs and handles and chairs and things that people who are sick may have touched, or
Yeah.
spray into the air, to get rid of the germs in the air or whatever. Well, I have a mist made of essential oil and a carrier that I use in the same way, so it kills the germs that way instead of having to go out and buy Lysol.
That is so cool. I'll tell you what, the reason, I mean, that's really cool. We have a cold running through our house, I think because of the cold weather, the shifts in weather, but we keep giving it back and forth. We're passing it around the family. Remind me after the show to order some from you.
Okay. No, I love
That?
this stuff. I
I
love this stuff.
should.
Just to let everybody know that some of the prices for the Young Living oils are going up April 1st. Some of the basic oils, like the peppermint and lemon and some of those lesser expensive ones, are going to stay the same price, but there are some of the more harder to find oils that are going to go up in price starting April 1st. So if you're going to get them at today's prices, do it as soon as you can.
Okay, and they can order them right from your website.
They can contact me through my website and I can order it for them, yes.
Okay, cool. Oh, that's great. See that? I just love it. We start this whole conversation. We could probably fill up a 2-hour radio show without anybody calling in for psychic readings.
Oh, I know. I had talked to a girl from Florida earlier, and she just blurted out on the phone, "Hey, do you have some kind of remedy for eczema and stuff like that?" So I'm like, "Oh yeah, I got something for that." So, I have people ask me all the time, and yeah, we should probably do a show about something like that. That would be cool.
Yeah, I think that we definitely should put that on the on our schedule. And I know, speaking of schedules, next week I'm really excited. We're going to be interviewing Nina Bingham. Is that correct? Do we have her on the schedule for next week?
Yes, we do on the 16th.
Awesome. Nina, we had scheduled an interview with Nina, what was it, about a month back, Robin? And with the time change, she had had a power outage, and we missed the interview. We couldn't interview her, but we've got her back on again, and I'm really excited about her. Her book is about to be published, I believe, the end of this month. It's really close.
That's good. Yeah, she's done quite a lot.
Yeah, she's amazing. A lot of her spiritual growth occurred. I believe she's been on a spiritual path for quite some time, but really exploded after the death of her daughter. And the book is about that. That's Once the Storm is Over. Is that the name of the book?
Yes.
So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be neat to have her on and do that. I read over her bio and just really interested in her story.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, and it's one that I think we all hope for when we lose someone that we love. That, you know, that quickly without any notice is, you know, to be able to communicate with them after and, you know, find out why and what occurred and all that. So that will be great.
And then the week after that, we'll be back on. Michelle and I will be back on to do readings on the radio. And we welcome any question you might have about your love or the relationships, your work. Just anything in general, we can answer that live on the show. If you want to email us, that's perfectly fine. That way you don't have to be heard on the radio as well. We'll just go ahead and read your question and give you the reading that way. And then the following week, we have another guest, Veronica. She is another, I guess, a self-help person also who has written a book and has had it published, I think this past December it was published, and she will be on our show. So look forward to having two new guests on the show that we haven't had before.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm in the process of reading her book now, so I don't want to give anything away, but it's very, very inspirational. Almost like a self-help kind of book, you know, finding your own bliss. And I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm enjoying it.
Good. Really good. I actually met her in person at my spa that I have in Fort Walton Beach and ended up officiating her wedding right before I moved to Louisiana. So that was very special for me.
No, that's great. So you're on a more personal level with her. You know her in person, so that will be a really fun interview, almost like a little reunion.
She's hilarious. She's funny. That'll be great.
Great. Oh, she's great, great. So do we have any callers on the line that would like a reading?
No. I think everybody's out enjoying the good weather.
All right. Well, you know, I think that what we'll do, Robin, then, if it's all right with you, is I think we'll just cut today's show short a little bit, and I'm going to continue my lovely motorcycle ride home with my husband, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. You guys be safe.
Thanks, Robin. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day. And for everybody listening in, we will be back on next week, next Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we will be interviewing Nina Bingham, who is the author of the upcoming book, Once the Storm is Over. And then the following week, we will be doing psychic readings. And you can email your readings in to us, or you can call the Blog Talk Radio Show. That will be the week after next. So until then, I hope you all have a wonderful, blessed day, and thank you so much for listening in, and thank you, Robin, for being a wonderful, amazing co-host.
You're welcome. You guys be careful, please.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.